In the letter presented by senior leaders of the anti-government protesters, or Red Shirts, to the European Union's ambassador, it appealed for observers to monitor the government's actions amid fears of an imminent military crackdown. Leaders of the United Democratic Front Against Dictatorship, UDD, said protesters faced the threat of tanks and impending bloodshed and appealed to the European Union for help in averting a human rights catastrophe. The UDD protest site of the past month is in central Bangkok's retail and commercial area of Ratchaprasong and bounded by five-star hotels and apartment building. At the site on Thursday, several children and women were visible within the protest camp, which is set on a main road. Several thousand so-called red shirt protesters are barricaded in a 3-square-kilometer area with homemade bamboo spears, stones and slingshots. The army says up to 1,000 people in the area may have guns and weapons. Most of the commercial businesses in the area have been shuttered, with many facing massive losses in revenue from the weeks of protests. UDD spokesperson Sean Boonprakon appealed to military draftees sent to the site not to fire upon the protesters.
The people that they shoot could end up being your relative and your friend. You could go home as an honorable citizen, or you could go home and be branded a killer all your life. You have yourself to decide. Do the right thing. Think about it.
Government officials say they are trying to arrest people they call terrorists, who they say have mingled with the demonstrators and who are accused of firing on troops on April 10 during a clash with military. The government is also coming under pressure from several groups to end the protests and occupation. One group is the Anti-Thaksin People's Alliance for Democracy, or PAD. On Thursday, the PAD rallied outside a military base where Prime Minister Apisit Wechachiwa and military leaders have remained since the protests began in mid-March. At the rally, the PAD leaders called on the government to act decisively against those who breach the law. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.